You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We want to say a hearty congratulations to our neighbors to the north, the Wyoming Cowboys. Yeah. And we have a bunch of Wyoming grads that live here in the Denver area and listen to the Dom and Jeremy show. Congratulations, you Cowboys. They won their bowl game yesterday, their college football bowl game. They beat Kent State in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
All right.
And that's really the name of the bowl. It's not just the Idaho Potato Bowl. It's the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Oh my gosh. I love these names. Jeremy, you will appreciate the game that's coming up 1 week from today. Because, you know, now that we're in the season where there's bowl games practically every day, but the one that's a week from tonight, Iowa State and Clemson are squaring off in the Cheez-It Bowl. I am not making any of these up.
I love that.
The Cheez-It Bowl is in 1 week.
It's great.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm a fan of the extra toasted, so if they could do the extra toasted Cheez-It Bowl, then I'd start watching.
Sure.
Right.
On a serious note, strange as it may seem, this Sunday, get a load of this. This Sunday will mark the 25th anniversary of the death of JonBenet Ramsey. Quarter century.
Yeah.
Since that case captured the nation's attention for months on end. Jerry, I guess you were in high school when that happened.
Yep, I do remember.
And now
that.
You're just a few years away from having your own kid in high school.
That's right. Crazy. Don't they have a bunch of new tests or something they're going to be doing for that case? I was kind of skimming.
Yeah, I saw that DNA Paul Woodward put out another book about it. And wow. So much going on. God. In what will surprise no one, the Secret Service reported yesterday that the total amount of money stolen through fraudulent pandemic relief claims will probably surpass $100 billion.
Jeez.
Most of those through unemployment claim fraud. So imagine that, Jeremy, a government program that is corrupted and abused. I mean, who's ever heard of such a
thing? Gasp! I can't believe it.
And then last but not least, for several years, there's been a story going around. The first time I read about this was like back in 2016, I want to say, maybe 2015. Anyway, that all of Santa's reindeer are actually female. And if you've seen this old story popping up again this year, it's because an Instagram post about it went viral. But now scientists are speaking up and they're saying it's not necessarily true. This is all based on the antler situation because both males and females have antlers, but the males will lose theirs generally by Christmas time. Oh. And so that's why people looked at the pictures of the reindeer with antlers and they go, oh, they're all chick reindeer.
Sure.
However, that's not necessarily true. They say if they are castrated males, they might still have their antlers.
Well, so, there you go.
When you are waiting for the reindeer to plop onto your roof this Friday night, they might either be female or castrated males.
So climb up there and take a look.
Take a look. Take a peek.
Take a look. Might find something special in your stocking.
That's ew. That's trending. What else is trending?
Today is National Cookie Exchange Day. There's been a buttload of these events going on. Am I right, ladies?
My wife made
please no more cookies. Please.
My wife made sugar cookies last night.
You're a sugar cookie.
Yeah, I know. In pure Gretchen style, they are cut out in the shapes of mushrooms.
Excellent. Very good.
So they're mushroom sugar.
Do they look like mushrooms or something?
They
else?
Look just. I'll send you a picture.
Okay. All right. I'm cookied out. I mean, I'll accept your picture, but I am straight up cookied
You're
out.
You're not going to eat it.
I am not going to eat it. Although I will say.
I had to get to them before she frosted them.
Yeah,
because I prefer
I don't
those
like frosting
unfrosted.
Either.
It's too sweet.
I'm starting to acquire a taste for ginger snaps, believe it or not. I've never been a big ginger snap guy. Speaking of cookie recipes, the amount of messages that have come through my email and my Instagram, actually, for Knick Knack's double chocolate crinkle cookies that she made for the cookie exchange have just exploded. I put it on our Facebook page today, so y'all can
there
stop messaging me. They're also called earthquake cookies because after you bake them, they look like they crack and stuff like asphalt during an earthquake. So
they're
anyway,
delicious.
They're on our Facebook page if you want to check that out.
Get that's a nice public service, Jer.
For what?
Where
it's at?
A nice public service just to put it out there. That recipe because those are damn good.
They're
cookies.
Damn good cookies. You cannot just eat one. I will tell you right now. Do I want to tell you this Jeopardy story? Do people still watch Jeopardy? I guess. I don't know.
What's the story?
The big deal is there's a guy that's been on there. His name is Sam Butt Ray, it looks like. Buttery, probably. But it looks like Butt Ray. B-U-T-T-R-E-Y. Buttery?
Buttray.
Buttray? Let's call him Butt Ray. Butt Ray. Sam Butt Ray's been on there, but he looks exactly like the actor Steve Martin. And he won some big $100,000 grand prize, and they put him all over Twitter, and Steve Martin actually tweeted out, "So great to split the prize money with Sam." So he was joking with it even on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Well, now Jeopardy responded, "We would love to have you on Jeopardy anytime in any capacity." So now there's this big petition, this big stink online to get Steve Martin onto Jeopardy for some reason and let him guest host for a few weeks. You know, they're still doing that guest host. He would be awesome, man. So
I want him to come out with the old style Steve Martin arrow through the head thing.
Yes, that would be perfect, man. So anyway, if you see him online, this Sam is Steve Martin's doppelganger. He looks just like
him. I read the headline, but I didn't see the photo.
He looks
pretty
darn similar.
Now I gotta go look.
Pretty close. Queen Elizabeth, oh, her Christmas might be ruined. Her annual Christmas celebration. It's not going to be in its usual spot this year. They decided to move the Christmas festivities to her castle in Windsor this year instead of her estate in some city, Sangraham.
Is that bad?
Sangraham. Would you want to spend Christmas in an old drafty castle? It just seems a little chilly to me.
I don't know.
I think that would be the worst Christmas ever to have to spend it in a castle.
You think they should scrape that castle and build new?
They need a new build.
Like,
yeah.
Like one of those new builds that they have in Wash Park or whatever. They take the castle down and they just put the
those castle with siding and
it's like the houses in Wash Park and some of the others that you've got like traditional old
house, these
old
little
house,
ding,
and then
ding,
suddenly
ding.
This giant thing that doesn't fit at
those
all
looks so ridiculous, don't they? It's just so funny when they do that. Anyway, I just thought it was funny that she's like, "Oh, I can't spend it at the estate. We have to go to the castle instead." Oh. Rich people problems, man. T-Mobile released their 2021 year-end report on scams and robocalls, analyzing data through early December of this month. They show that attempted scam call traffic hit all-time highs, up over 116% from last year. They say you get they're clocking an average of 425 million scam calls every week. And then this year, they blocked over 21 billion scam calls. And if you start doing the math on that, that is 700 calls identified and blocked every single second. Yeah. Every second. 700
That's
calls they're having to stop.
I'm getting about that many every second.
Same. It is just nonstop lately. I don't know what happened. What's going on? I'm still doing the block the call feature on my phone every time I get one in hopes that it helps slow it down.
It won't.
But yeah, I think you're right.
It won't. And I was the same way for the longest time, and now I've just given up.
It's so annoying.
It's a robo thing. It doesn't matter what you do with that number, they'll still get through.
Ugh, hate it. And then how's this for an interesting stat going into the new year? 31% of us say that we'd like to take a 10% pay cut, then dress up for work ever again. So you'd take a 10% pay cut if you could go to work just in your comfy pants every day from here on out.
Sure.
Would you do it?
Sure.
Sure, I guess. Knickknack has had to run into the office a couple times, and she's like, "It's so weird putting on like heels, you know, and nice pants and having to do everything, you know, do herself up." And she's like, "I don't think I like this." Right. My feet hurt at the end of the day. I'm like, well, you look good, though. All right, let's do clickbait, man.
Clickbait.
You can find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A woman in northern Canada put up a Rudolph decoration on her lawn for Christmas. And the problem is the real deer keep walking by, spotting this fake Rudolph, and they keep attacking it. And luckily, she caught one on camera the other day, and it's gone viral on the interwebs. And this thing just takes Rudolph out, man. And then he runs away. He's like, "Oh, crap, what did I do?" So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.